Blog Talk Radio.
Hi friends, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. Shall we just listen? Please, can you bring up a pen and your paper? And let's listen to T.D. Jakes. Thank you, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
He commands us to love him, but he's specific. He says, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your understanding, I want you to love me. Okay, that's, he said, that's the most important thing. Well, Lord, I worked over and I ran into the Sabbath. He said, love me. That's the most important thing. Lord, I haven't always done right. I've made some mistakes. I've had some sin. I've had some weakness in my life. He said, look, don't focus on what's wrong with you. In a world of thou shalt nots, the priority is on a thou shalt. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all not ready for me today. Let me just go church you and get out of here. In a world full of thou shalt nots, the priority is on a thou shalt. Because God says if you get the shall right, I don't have to worry about the shall nots. I'm slipping a Mickey in on you right now. I'm feeding you intravenously. You don't even understand it, but it's coming to you. God said if you stop approaching me as if I'm a police officer about to arrest you when you go over the speed limit, and we can move beyond the negativity to the positivity, if you get positive and get this right, you won't break the law, not because I'm going to arrest you, but because you so love me. He said, I want you to stop focusing on what you got wrong and get lost in what you did right. I want you to love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. In other words, if God were a woman, he would be saying to me, I don't want you to focus on my cheating on me. I want you to focus on loving me. I want you to focus on loving me with all your heart, mind, and soul. Well, it sounds like she's just a weak woman, but no, she's a really smart woman, because the woman knows that if you master loving me with all your heart, mind, and soul, I don't have to tell you not to cheat, because you're going to get lost. If I would say, I'm just using these as metaphors, similes, comparisons to make you understand it. Oh, God. So love becomes, it epitomizes what the commandments lined out to talk about. He says, I want the priority to be loving me with everything. Oh, I wish I had time to really work this. Oh, look at what a big command that is. Have you ever loved anything, anyone, including God, with your all? All your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your understanding. You know how you be loving people, but you got like I love you, but you know, I love you to a point, but if you push me to fuck this right now, you got brakes. You know, you get in a car, you got brakes, and then you got the emergency brakes. And I fall in love, but I got brakes, and then I got the emergency brakes, where you really done got crazy, and I have to pull up. I'm the only one. Y'all pray for me. I'm the only one in the whole church that got emergency brakes. It may take me all night to pull it up, but if you leave me alone in a room by myself for 24 hours by morning, I will pull the emergency brake. You will know it because you will smell burning rubber. That means you are taking me somewhere that I don't want to go, and I've decided that the return is not as great as the investment. I'm out. That's me. Pray for me. God says, I challenge you to discover 100% love before you die, to know what it is to give all of yourself. That right there is the sermon. Can you imagine what we might discover through all? I give up everything to follow you. Wouldn't give up a ham sandwich at 11 o'clock at night. But God says, I'm not about you. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy soul. And then he says, the second commandment is that you love your neighbor as yourself. You know, the love of God constrains. use us. If you don't have the love of God, you'll go anywhere and do anything. You can just be anybody. But when you have love for God and the love of God, it constrains us. There's no way you can get out of it. Ultimately, no matter what your moods or feelings or attitudes may be, love will always ground you and pull you back in the fold. So many people show their Christianity by how they dance or shout or speak in tongues or lay out on the floor. But if you do all of that and have not love, Paul said you're nothing. I think he's right. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy soul. And then he says the second commandment is that you love your neighbor as yourself. So I don't have to say thou shalt not steal. Because if you love me like you love you, you wouldn't steal from me because you love me too much to treat me like you treat me. Imagine how your personal relationships would change if you love the people in your life like you love yourself. Wouldn't it be amazing? If you were as forgiving of them as you are of you. Isn't it funny how people who need forgiveness don't give it? Isn't it funny how people can need you to understand their quirks, but they are unwilling to understand yours? They want you to... Isn't it funny how people who want tolerance don't tolerate you? If you're going to ask me to tolerate you, then demonstrate it by tolerating me. I can accept you being different, but you can't see my disposal. The reality is we always want to get more than we're willing to give. So this second scripture obliterates selfishness. You can't be selfish if you love your neighbor as you love yourself. You can't do it. The lady said to who was talking about my daughter's 20-some years old, and she said, oh, you're old enough now to find out that your parents aren't stupid. That hits you like in your 20s. Some people doesn't hit them till 40s, but if you're lucky, it'll lay you at about 20. You know, daddy didn't go to work because he hated me. He was trying to pay the rent. You know, mama wasn't wrong about that boy. He is crazy. You start finding out that experience does give you some sense. It takes a while. In your teen years, you're almost supposed to be selfish. You have to understand that because the teen is trying to separate from the womb of parenthood and find out who they are. And in the process of identifying who they are and what they want to do, they inadvertently become selfish because they're trying to find themselves. I got to be me. You won't let me be myself. Oh, look how simple. Glad I'm done with that. So maturity is supposed to make you less selfish. But some people got stuck. And they never love anybody, nowhere close like you love yourself. I've said this before and I'll say it again. It seems to have impact. It's based on my perspectives in life. For 35 years of ministering and counseling people, I have never met a man who beat his wife and liked himself. Never. In 30-some years. The Bible says love her as your own body. But if you don't love you, then it's easier to beat her because you're really angry and guilty about you. And so if you're going to break through the bondage, you have to learn how to love yourself, because people who love themselves are much easier to love and easier to be around than people who don't like them. Oh, I don't have time to get lost in that. That's not my point. It's just, you understand what I'm saying? When you feel good about you, whatever, see, come here for a minute. Come on, whatever's going on with me, whatever clone I got on, whether I'm sweating, whatever's happening with me, when you came into my circle, you got thrown into it. If I'm swinging, you got thrown into a punch. If I'm loving, you got thrown into love. Whatever's up with me, when you come into my circle, you become connected to it. So if I was crazy before you walked up here, you understand? saying? Now, if I am a self-hater, guilty, complex, insecurity, and you come up and get connected in that, and now you are my body, the fight that I was having with me, I now get to have on you. So the healthiest people to love are people who love themselves. So the second commandment, Jesus says, these are the two priorities, loving God and loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Wow. Now, let's look at this. See, this is kind of, let me be honest with you. I probably shouldn't be preaching this morning because I'm really presenting an unfinished chair before you because he's still talking to me about this, but I'm going to let you eavesdrop on the conversation. Because how this relates to the elephant room and everything else is what are your priorities? What are the core values through which you let people in or God in or anybody in? If you make a certain amount of money, oh, you can't fool with you. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, who did you vote for? What do you believe about the Godhead? How are you baptized? Do you wear pants? See, we can examine people today. What are your priorities? God says that you love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and mind, and that you love thy neighbor as you love yourself. I want to go deeper. He legislates love. He commands you to love. Oh, I can spend all day. If you command me to do something, that means I can do it. Because it wouldn't be fair for you to command me to do something I can't do. I command you to be a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes. Come on, Lord. I can scrub and scrub and scrub. If I had time, I'd tell you a joke. But they might have to edit it. Little kid up in the hill in West Virginia saw me. He hadn't seen nobody in my color in his life. And he looked at me and said, Mister. Mister. Hi, Mister. I tried to turn around. He said, are you like that all over? I said, everywhere I could see it, everywhere I could get the mirror to point, it seems to be a 100% total job. Okay, I'm back on tracks. Okay. You take that on with you. That don't cost you nothing. It's one of my little crazy little stories happened to me when I was going along. If he commands me to do it, it must be within my power to accomplish it. Because it wouldn't be just to command me to do something that I cannot do. So that means that love is controllable. Wow, that opens up a whole nother village over there. Because he commanded, he legislated love. Love me. He said, this is how you love me. What I like about God, God tells you how to love him. No guessing. Most people want you to guess how to love him. God comes right. Love me with everything. All your heart, on all your mind, all your soul, and core body. This is how I want you to love me. He tells you straight up. And then he says, I want you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, if God now legislates love, then love now has indicted the lawyer. Love has brought an indictment against the lawyer predicated on the concept that he's guilty. Probably of never loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and soul. But at a very minimum, he is guilty of not loving his neighbor as himself. And this is how I know. He's looking for a loophole. And any time you look for a loophole, it's because you are guilty. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Y'all doing okay? Y'all good? Y'all good? Okay, watch this. He says, the Lord who is love may bless, says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and mind, soul. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And then the lawyer says to the Lord, Who is my neighbor? That's the loophole. He says, you know, what do you believe? What do you wear? What is your theology? I don't know whether I'm going to love you or not till I find out who is my neighbor. So this is supposed to be smart. What he's saying is, do I determine by who lives next door to me? Do I determine by my ethnicity? Do I determine by my politics? Do I determine by my orthodoxy? Who is my neighbor? Okay, y'all with me? If you don't understand that, then you have never understood the story of the Good Samaritan. Because the story of the Good Samaritan is Jesus' answer to the lawyer's loophole. Jesus looks at him. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. I'm telling you this, I'll be gone. He says, who is my neighbor? And Jesus doesn't even answer him. He says, a certain man. Jesus is so cool. Woo! He's so cool.
Hi, friends. I'll see you again on Monday by 10 a.m. I want you to understand God has given you the power to love. Practice it. Let your love be in deeds, not just in words. And I want you to understand, as you do this, God is going to bless you. When you obey the commandment of God, He commands you to love. When you practice this, watch out and see His miracles, His abundance of blessings upon your life. I'm telling you through life experience, when you obey God's word, or when you obey God, He is faithful to do His own part. When you obey God's word, or when you obey Him, it becomes a covenant between you and God. When He tells you to love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor. That person that doesn't look like you. That person that is not even in your political party. That person that behaves differently. Love that person. Love your neighbor as yourself and see how God is going to lift you to a greater height. I'll see you again on Monday by 10 a.m. Invite your, bring your brethren, bring your friends. Invite your friends to the office. Invite your family members and listen to messages like this. I'm telling you with assurance that it is very possible to have a blessed day. When I say bye for now, I'll see you again. You are hearing this, the voice of Dr. Manu Dayo of Winners Broadcasting Radio. Thank you for being my partner. Bye for now.